Recording in progress.
Thank you, Zoe, for letting me play hooky yesterday.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you?
I know.
Want to take your wife on a nice lunch date?
It's so rare that she's actually home on any given day. And we had to pick up my passport yesterday anyway. So it was going to be a rush. And you know, she was going for the ride. I thought, let's just do lunch. And if it's okay with Zoe, of course, you know, everything hinges on Zoe's permission all the time.
Yeah. And today is my 1 year work anniversary at my job.
Uh-huh.
And my coworkers were like, are we going out for lunch? I was like, nope.
You should.
Miss the show.
No, you should. Aw.
We'll celebrate like next week or the week after. We all have a ton of work to do and should stay focused anyways.
That's nice of you to say that, especially considering the boss does tune in once in a while to this podcast. So.
He does. Yes, he does.
But you guys should go.
But yeah, no, it's just that we have we're lucky we get the four days off this weekend, like Friday and Monday.
Nice.
So like this week's a short week. Next week's a short week. We're in a midst of a busy season. So I just am like, no, it's fine. We can go.
And your office is right there in Westboro too. So, I mean, it's real easy for you guys to get together and go do, you know, drinks or lunch or dinner or all of the above, really.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe going back to Ciao Italia because we all enjoyed it so much.
He was on CTV the other day. He did the...
I saw that. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
I mean, I'm
so proud of him.
It's no Your Ottawa webcast. But, you know, CTV is okay, too, I guess.
But we didn't have him on cooking something. I would love to do that.
Let's do that. We'd love to have you on as well. What are you doing? It's cool in the nation's capital that the world needs to know about. It's as easy as getting in touch with us at 613-604-6464 or head to our website, yowshow.ca.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Easter Forecast. Today is a nice day with a mix of sun and clouds. Currently, we are almost at today's high of 10 degrees. The night is mainly clear, which is why the temperature drops to minus 2. Tomorrow, Good Friday, will be almost like today. The high will be slightly lower, only 8 degrees. Easter weekend is pretty much alike. Sun and clouds in the daytime with temperatures up to 7 degrees. At night, mostly clear with a minimum below 0 degrees. Chances of more Easter droppings out of the clouds are small, 20% or less. I wish everyone a happy Easter. Joyeuse Pâques, frohe Ostern, and frohlich Possen. Catch me again on Monday on Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John.
See ya!
I'm told you and I are apparently a little too old, just slightly too old to be hunting for Easter eggs on Easter morning. Damn it.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
I miss that.
Yeah. I thought my parents loved me, but...
So instead, of course, it just lands in my lap. Here, got you some Easter chocolate. Cool. Saves me the hunting.
Yeah, but I want to work for those calories.
But you're around. You've got some, Mr. Handsome's got nieces, nephews that do the Easter egg hunts. You're around that at least,
yeah,
right?
They're the young kids in my life right now, so nice. I get to watch them anyways. I'm very excited to bring them their own pack of Eggies Whoppers. So
you're just keeping the dentist in business, are you?
Yeah, right. I'm sure I'm going to be seeing him soon. I'm an addict.
I've got a list here, Zoe. The top Easter treats in Canada. And I got to tell you, I don't know probably half of these.
Oh.
Let's see if you do.
Wait, are Peeps on the list?
Yeah. I know.
I don't like Peeps.
Who I don't like them
peeps?
Either.
Who keeps these people in business?
I don't
Who are
know.
The Peeps keeping
I don't
Peeps
know.
In business?
And it really upsets me that the flavor of Peeps that we're going to get to, it's number 2 on the list, by the way.
What?
I know. The flavor, I may have to try them just because. We'll get to that. All right. Aww. Here we go. Sweet Tarts. You know Sweet Tarts?
Yeah.
The Chicks, Ducks, and Bunnies. They actually have those for Easter. Not surprising. I've never seen them.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe I had those 1 year, but yeah, I'll have to go check the dollar store. I haven't seen them.
I'm not going to say no. Okay, Hide Me Eggs. They come in different flavors. Kit Kat, Rolo, Smarties, Arrow, and Coffee Crisp. Okay.
My coworker brought some in the other day, and I swear they're trying to make me fat. Like, I'm like, guys, you got to stop bringing this stuff in.
Okay, so you got Kit Kat, Rolo, Smarties, Arrow, Coffee Crisp. You have to get rid of one. What are you getting rid of?
Smarties.
More for me. You can have my coffee crisp. Yuck.
Perfect.
I say that
with coffee.
I say that until coffee crisp is the only candy left in the house, in which case it's like, oh yeah,
I got so coffee bad. Crisp.
Yeah. Trolley jelly beans. They are a sour jelly bean. They are one of the most popular Easter treats in Canada. Hershey. We love Hershey.
Yes, we love Hershey. Hi, Hershey.
We can't wait for you to open up in Smiths Falls again, Hershey. We would like to be there for your grand opening.
Yeah.
We should be. Listen, it's mandatory. We are you Yow. Can pay You're me on a webcast. In,
you can in pay kisses? Me in Eggie's Whoppers. I'll show up.
Well, the Hershey Kisses vanilla frosting. Not familiar with those, but I'm not going to say no to them either. They're on the list.
Oh, what? The candy cane ones in the like at Christmas time are phenomenal.
Oh, I bet.
Have you had the candy? Yeah, but now I need to go find these. Hershey, wait, those you're ones, making me fat.
Yeah, those are the white ones with the swirl, the red swirl on them.
Yes, and yeah, they've got these little bits of candy cane chunk inside. They're so good. Mm-hmm.
The Cadbury cream egg, which I love, but I'm not buying because of that plastic container that it's in now. I refuse.
Did you check and see if it's recyclable?
No.
Oh, well, double check that. But I think it's like the tin foil is way less environmentally friendly, I feel like. And it also just doesn't really protect the egg. I find it very messy, very messy.
I got to go with the tin foil in the Easter cream egg. It's just, yeah, it was messy, but the plastic, no. Maybe it is recyclable. I don't know. I look at it and I think that doesn't seem environmentally conscious to me. And the egg looks smaller.
Well, shrinkflation.
Yeah. There's that term again. Orange chocolate. I don't get orange chocolate. Anyway, Terry chocolate orange mini eggs is on the list of the most popular Easter treats in Canada.
Yeah, not a fan.
Cadbury mini eggs. There you go. That's a Zoe thing.
Woo! They're more Mr. Handsome. Mr. Handsome likes the Cadbury mini eggs, okay. But I think I've changed him into a Hershey's mini egg whopper person now. So,
well, I know you like this one. In fact, I think this is what you were actually eating earlier this week on the podcast. The Whopper's mini Robin's eggs.
Yes, victory is ours.
I have to try those. They sound pretty good.
They're so good. I found them at the dollar store. I found them at the Maxi on the Gatineau side now.
And Canadian Tire.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, here it is. Number two, the most popular Easter treats in Canada from Peeps. Why Peeps are a thing, we don't know.
Peeps. Quit it with the Peeps.
It's not okay? And stop calling it marshmallow because it's not. It's not marshmallow at all. It's yuck.
It's yuck. The only reason I like them is what happens to them when you put them in the microwave.
Oh.
It's entertaining.
What happens?
They act like a marshmallow. They expand out. They just get giant and angry looking.
What was those like little foam things kids used to put in bathtubs, and when they'd get wet, they'd become like this ginormous dinosaur that'd expand.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we used to have those.
Sounds like that.
They were great.
Anyway, yeah. I may have to take one for the team. I'm curious because Peeps Dr. Pepper, that's the flavor. Yeah. I know.
No.
And I've never heard of this, but it's number one on the list. Squashy's Orange and Pineapple.
That sounds like an alcohol. It doesn't even sound like a candy.
That's an even better answer.
I want a limoncello, a squash, and an orange gin.
I would like that to make mine a double.
Yeah. We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news. Morsels of information ready for you before the long weekend.
I love that I'm singing along with that now. Well done, Zoe Thorne. Yes, some news nuggets. So the Ontario government and the city of Ottawa have reached a brand new deal, $543 million in operating capital funding to Ottawa from the province over the next 10 years. This includes Highway 174 becoming not the city's responsibility to look after. The province will now look after that. So OPP to police it, and provincial snowplows, MTO, just like they do on the Queensway.
Oh, I thought OPP already did police it, but
they may be on there, noticing. But primary responsibility is Ottawa. It will be problem. Yeah. Also, they're going to build a new interchange on the 416 at Barnsdale Road. So you look forward to that.
Nice.
It's a confusing weekend if you are an HSBC Canada customer. This weekend is transition weekend. HSBC customers become RBC customers. So All branches of HSBC closed at noon today. All banking services will stop functioning over the weekend. Monday, HSBC branches that are not shutting down will reopen as RBC. So over the weekend, you cannot use your HSBC account to send Interac payments, to withdraw funds from ATMs, to make Interac purchases in a store, to pay bills online, or do virtually anything else. You were apparently sent a letter that explains it better than I possibly could hope to.
There were so many acronyms in that. Good job for completing that. HSBC, RBC, beep, beep, beep.
Like, well, back to another one. That being OPP. You down with OPP?
Yeah.
They're doing a seatbelt safety blitz this long weekend. Why people continue to not wear seatbelts is beyond me. The fine for noncompliance is $240 and 2 demerit points, and it's even more if you've got anybody under the age of 16 in the car with you and they're not wearing a seatbelt. FYI.
Catch me if you can, coppers.
I want to get your take on this. I think you and I are of the same school of thought on this. School of thought, pardon the pun. Ontario school boards are suing TikTok, Meta, and Snapchat for $4.5 billion, claiming that they are disrupting student learning. Really? That sounds like a teacher issue to me, or a parenting issue.
Yeah, I was going to say that's like school policy issue and parenting. Like, there's ways now for your kids not to be able to access those apps during certain hours of the day. So you should be able to, and you're probably paying for that cell phone, so you have the full right to go in and make sure that they can't access those apps during school hours. So
are kids allowed to even like have their phone with them in class?
Even if they are, again, like there's ways to shut those apps off during times of the day so that they can't access them.
Yeah. Seems weird that that's something the school.
But also just take them out of the classroom. Find something else. Like,
I remember, and I know it was a long time ago since I've been in school, a couple of hundred years.
Back in my day.
Yeah. But back in my day, if something wasn't allowed in the classroom, the teacher said it wasn't allowed in the classroom, and if you got caught with it, you got detention.
There were some kids who I saw get their phones taken away for the whole weekend.
Yes.
Whole weekend, guys. Like, imagine, 4 days. The teacher was just allowed to do that.
I had my ruler taken away from me by a teacher because it was one of those shiny silver rulers, and I kept shining the sun in Madame Moise's face.
Oh, I thought you were just staring at it like, ooh, pretty.
Only during the eclipse, Zoe.
Oh, right, yes.
A few days ago, there was a woman shot by police in Westboro. The investigation from the SIU continues. She's now facing 13 charges. She made her first appearance from her hospital bed in court.
I did not know they did that.
Neither did I. I've heard of, you know, like via video from the jail cell, but I guess it makes sense if you're
I'm
still in hospital.
I'm glad she's okay. No one else was hurt, sort of thing. Yep. But that doesn't sound like a
another
good
shooting yesterday in the city too, over Merivale Meadowlands area too. So yeah.
No. What? Really?
Yeah.
Nepean?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my goodness.
Drive by shooting outside the sushi bar. Remember August 10th? That 38 millimeters of rain that sort of came out of nowhere. We had no warnings for it, and like
flooded my mom's basement.
There you go. The weather radar apparently was cutting out all day, and Environment Canada is not saying why.
I'm going with aliens.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Seek out constructive feedback to gain insights and enhance your self-awareness. Actively seeking as well as thoughtfully considering feedback from others can truly offer valuable perspectives on your behavior and your performance. It's an opportunity to learn about how others perceive you, which can be instrumental in developing a more comprehensive understanding of yourself. Constructive feedback, whether positive or negative, is a tool for growth and empowerment. So humbly seek out and accept others' input. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Zoe, you can bring back one feature on Facebook. What are you bringing back? Don't say Farmville.
I was going to say Farmville. I really miss Farmville.
Do you? Aww. Do you?
Can I?
All right, sure.
Can I bring back Farmville?
Sure, if you want. This thing never actually went away. I don't know if people know this. It never actually went away, but it's making a huge comeback all of a sudden thanks to the smallest demographic that Facebook has, that being the 18 to 29-year-olds. They have discovered
the poke feature.
Yeah, I was like, they got rid of that? Like, what's
it
said?
It used to be front and center when you go to Facebook.
Yes.
Like the poke button was right there in the left-hand column. If you go to the search bar and you type poke, it's still there. So if you log on right now, you'll probably see like the last 300 people who poked you. If you want to have some fun, poke them back because it'll be like, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Anyway, they've seen a 13% increase in poking over the last month. Like I said, half of it coming from the 18 to 29-year-old demographic. The poke is back.
What's funny is that's now like bothered the school board so much. They've poked them so much that the school board's like, we need to sue.
That's what it is. It sounds dirty. We can't have that.
We can't have the kids poking each other in class. How dare they? That's not Catholic.
I suppose you've heard by now, my sweet tooth friend. Krispy Kreme donuts will be available at McDonald's in the USA.
Why would you do that? Why? It's like when I see stuff on TikTok about Dairy Queen offering something cool, and then I go to my local Dairy Queen, and it's not there. Stop showing me stuff that I can't get myself, all right? All right? It's just cruel.
I didn't mean to upset you. I'm sorry. I'm upset too, by the way. I'm very upset. And the question, of course, is, and I know the difference between McDonald's USA and McDonald's Canada, they have the same logo, they offer a lot of the same things, but they are two very different companies, and they don't always offer the same thing. So the question people have is, does that mean I'll be able to go to my local McDonald's in Canada and get Krispy Kreme donuts? The answer is...
no.
That's correct, no. No, you won't. Krispy Kreme just doesn't have a big enough footprint in Canada. They've got some in Montreal, I think Toronto, they're opening in Winnipeg soon. But nothing beyond that. McDonald's in Canada, of course, they've had their own little donuts. They're cute little donuts, actually, quite good.
I haven't had them too often, but yeah, they're cute when I go in and I see them. Krispy Kreme, too, I think has come out with a gluten-free one. Not in Canada, I'm assuming. Probably. But
have you ever had Krispy Kreme donuts?
No, I don't think so. Maybe, and I just don't remember. I don't know. I know I've been to the States. I don't know if I've been to Krispy Kreme, though.
So it's been a long time since I've been to Las Vegas. We used to go all the time. When we visited New York, they have a Krispy Kreme right there, and they actually make the donuts. You can smell them. If you're staying at the New York Hotel, Zoe, you can actually go to Krispy Kreme and say, would you please ring my room when the fresh donuts are ready? Thank you. And they will. They'll leave a message on your phone. Hi, it's Krispy Kreme fresh donuts.
Get out of my way.
Milky's not taking the elevator for once. No, too slow.
No.
There's donuts.
Why do I sound like Seinfeld?
And why do I sound Yeah, that's never going to go away on this show.
I'm in New York.
Seinfeld, by the way, was on with Jimmy Fallon last night. I didn't get a chance to bring that up on the show, of course, because I played hooky yesterday. Yes. So, no Krispy Kremes at McDonald's Canada. We do, however, have the Easter Cream Egg McFlurry, so there is that.
Yeah, if they have a McFlurry. Like, every time I go, the McFlurry machine's broken. It's a conspiracy. I think they're just messing with us. I don't think it ever worked.
You can check that ahead of time, right? Have you seen the website? McBroken.com. I kid you not.
Well, this will make me very selective in the McDonald's I go to now.
So
here's
the thing. The ice cream machines at McDonald's are all serviced by one company, and the company has set them up so that if the machine needs servicing, it emails and or somehow notifies them electronically that the machine is down. So they will send a service tech out. But somebody's been able to tap into this, and they've created a website, McBroken.com. So you'll always know if your ice cream machine is working
or not. That machine company's got like a conglomerate and they don't send techs out fast enough, in my opinion. Like, I feel like that McDonald's was calling for a week and a half and y'all just were like, nope, can't. Or they just have so many machines to fix. They can't get anyone there soon enough. Like, either way, it needs to be fixed.
I didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday because, again, I played hooky.
Yeah.
But on Tuesday night, on my way to No Forks Given, I had a close encounter with a red plate. I know you've had these too.
I literally, if I see a diplomatic plate, I'll drive off the road if I have to get away from you. I don't care.
So the red plates are diplomatic plates. Now, can someone driving a vehicle with a diplomatic plate be pulled over? Yes. Can they be ticketed? Yes. However, if they choose not to pay the ticket or show up in court, etc., there's nothing we can do about it. Absolutely nothing. It's bonkers that this is allowed to happen, but that's the way apparently it works.
Yeah, it's called diplomatic immunity.
We were driving, so I was heading to the Queensway on Hunt Club. I was in the left lane. A woman was in the right lane beside me. The light was plenty green. I mean, plenty green. We were both proceeding through the intersection, and you could see him coming. You could see him coming towards us, and he wasn't slowing down. His light had to have been red for easily 20 seconds, and he just kept on through the intersection. We both honked at him. And he rolled down his windows and said, "There's nothing you can do."
That's not cricket.
I mean,
he should have his status taken away, in my opinion. Did you take down the license plate?
No. Why? Because there's nothing they're going to do.
You could report him.
I felt the more appropriate way to handle things was just to bring it up on the podcast and call him a poopy head.
Well, I was going to say give him the bird, but sure.
Or that. The bird being a marshmallow peep. Take that!
Yeah, throw out his license plate of disgrace.
What would you like us to talk about? Have you got a small business? Have you got a really cool band? You got a new CD coming out? You got a fundraiser? We'd love to have you as our guest on the podcast. This is your podcast. It's YOW, your Ottawa webcast, yowshow.ca. Wishing you a fantastic long weekend. You're off work Monday. Are you going to do a podcast with me Monday?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice of you. Thank you. The enthusiasm is overwhelming. Happy Easter, everybody.
If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, chick chick for now.
Oh, jeez.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Bye.